Thank you for joining us, everyone. This is Sergeant Joseph Goldsmith with Command Sergeant Major Cabe, giving you another hip pocket training. And today we're going to talk about military courtesy. So we're just going to hop right into this. When walking abreast on sidewalk, okay, the highest ranking person always walks on the right.
Yep, that's a really good point. We don't do that very well a lot of times. Another thing that we don't do very well is the posture that we assume when we are talking to people of higher rank. If you're an enlisted person and you're talking to an officer, the correct posture for you to assume is a position of attention. If you are an enlisted person and you are talking to a higher ranking enlisted person, the proper posture for you to assume is the position of parade rest. Now, most of the time, the higher ranking person will give you some indication that you can relax and carry on the conversation. But absent that guidance, if you're talking to an officer, maintain the position of attention. If you're talking to a higher ranking NCO, parade rest is appropriate.
So when dealing with the salute, okay, a junior person salutes when the senior person is six steps away from them. All right. You see it in movies. You see it all the time if you're on base or if you are at your armory, okay, depending on where you drill. When should you salute? When you are six steps away. So give or take, 6 feet, 5 to 6 feet, depending on your stride. Use your best judgments for that. But when you are the junior person is about six steps away from the senior person. Okay. The junior person always offers the greeting of the day when saluting. And remember the old adage, when in doubt, whip it out. So if you're not sure, if you're like me and your vision's starting to go and you don't have your glasses on, if you can't see if you don't recognize the individual, if you can't see the rank, but you are get the suspicion that they are a senior individual, just go ahead and render a salute. Okay. And just play it safe.
That's a really, really good point, especially with the subdued insignia that we have, especially in low light conditions, you might not be able to tell. And I quite frequently salute people who are not officially deserving of a salute for that particular reason, when in doubt.
Yep.
One other thing we need to talk about with saluting is the junior person, whoever it is who initiates the salute, will hold that salute until it is returned. You don't just throw it up there and drop it down. You throw it up there, you offer the greeting, and once that salute is returned, then you can drop it. There are some situations, though, where saluting is not required. Let's run over those just very quickly. If one of the parties is not wearing a uniform, the salute is not required. Now, use judgment with this. If you meet your commanding general and he's not in uniform or you're not in uniform, use some judgment there. Sometimes it feels better to go ahead and salute. So use some judgment. You're not required to salute if you're operating a vehicle. Again, if you are driving down the street and you pass the general, if you can salute without wrecking your car, it might not be a bad idea to do that, but it is not required when you're operating a vehicle. Another one where saluting is not required is if you're carrying something that involves both hands, you're not required to salute. You offer the greeting of the day when you meet someone who is deserving of a salute, but you don't have to stop and lay it down and salute and then pick it up and go again. So those are important things to remember about when saluting is not required.
And also when indoors, okay, except during ceremonial situations or when reporting to an officer in his office, you do not salute indoors. So here's a scenario for you, okay? A work detail is actively working, all right, and the NCO is supervising. A captain then approaches the detail. Who renders the salute and addresses the captain? Only the supervisor who is not actively working is to engage with the captain, and the rest of the detail is to continue working.
Another situation like that is if you are standing around the drill hall in the morning before drill starts, and a high-ranking officer walks in, and this officer is higher ranking than any other officer already in the building, whoever sees that officer first will call the room to attention. And the room will stay at attention until the officer says, carry on, or as you were, whichever he happens to want to direct. So that's an important thing. The other thing is if you're in a classroom, the rules are just a little bit different. What's that, Sergeant Goldsmith?
So if there's a class being taught, okay, and let's say the colonel walks in and he's the highest ranking individual there, the activity is to continue to carry on. However, there is going to be a designated person that is to go and greet the colonel, okay? So there could be an interval where when there is a natural break that whoever is leading the class could then turn and address and ask if the colonel would like to have any remarks or anything to the class. But generally speaking, the class or the drill, that the activity is to continue on while that designated person interacts with the highest ranking officer. So there are endless scenarios, as you know, and military courtesy can continue on. But these are some biggies that Sergeant Major and I were discussing, and we thought this is very, very important because we do see from time to time these things can be forgotten about, especially when you are in National Guard, State Guard, State Defense Force, and you're not actively engaged in this type of protocol on a daily basis. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. If you like what you are seeing, make sure that you share, like, and subscribe this post. And anything else that comes up, I'll make sure links and whatnot are put down in the description. Thank you again for participating in this hip pocket training. This is Sergeant Goldsmith and Command Sergeant Major Cabe. Out.